the men who put the PU back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
I've let myself go.
Isn't that the case? Hey, don't let yourself go in 06.
Now that you're broken.
So we're winding down on the very last computer corner for the year that was 2005. We thank all of you that participated during 2005 and look forward to speaking to all of you in 2006. Keep in mind, we're going to try to keep doing this remote support live session thing throughout 2006 so we can be even more helpful by seeing exactly what you see and kind of work through these things.
It's the most helpful computer corner yet.
And it tastes like chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the phones here. Let's help Jeff, who's been waiting patiently, and he has an IPACU. IPACU?
Pretty close.
CompaQ makes the IPACU.
Yeah. It's been sitting dormant for a while?
Yes, it has. Almost 9 months.
Maybe it's pregnant.
Let me guess. After 9 months, you go to turn it on, and it has no memory.
It won't even power up.
Well, aren't you being a little picky?
You might need to charge it up. Did you charge it up?
For over 48 hours.
Yes, and it's not taking a charge.
I think it needs 9 months worth of charging, perhaps.
What you have to understand is the rechargeable battery that's in there.
Uh-huh.
Depending upon the type of battery it is, it being sitting there for that long, it could be all done.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I think on the IPAC, I'm trying to remember if it's user serviceable or not.
Well, let's first determine, is there any data on that IPAC that you did not have backed up to your PC that you care about?
No.
Good. Because it might not be that it won't power on because of a battery problem. It might be that it's kind of freaked out because it doesn't really know what to do. On the bottom of that IPAC, if you turn it over, and I'm trying to go from memory here, there's like a little door that you can slide open with the stylus. And inside of that little door is a switch or a button you can depress.
I have done that.
Okay, yeah, that's like the reset me back to the way I was when you found me, and it erases its memory, and it sometimes will kind of rejuvenate the thing.
Correct.
Nothing with that?
Nothing.
Have you tried powering it on with it plugged in so that it's not just running on battery power?
Yes.
And you tried resetting it while it was plugged in and all that fun
Correct,
stuff.
I removed the battery and tried that too. Yeah.
Well, you have about a $40 to $50 risk factor if you're going to try replacing the battery.
Okay.
That's generally speaking what most of the replacement batteries go for. In fact, I just found a place online, pdainternalbattery.com.
If you went to Google and just typed in...
I wonder what they do at pdainternalbattery.com.
Well, first of all, mine's a removable battery.
Right. But it's still inside the unit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sort of, like under a little door. But
so you would select your PDA at this website, and you have an IPAC. Which model?
It's a 95 HP 95.
HP 95.
Yeah.
Usually there's more than two digits. It's usually
9555.
Oh, 9555. So it's 9500 series.
Yes, excuse me.
Oh, well, this company doesn't have anything for you.
If you went to Google and you typed in the model number and stuff, I'm sure you could find a plethora of places that had this battery. But here's the thing that has me a little concerned.
Okay.
With it plugged into power, you're not getting it to turn on.
That's correct.
Oh.
That's telling me that unless there's a dead short in the battery, which is possible, but pretty rare. Unless that condition exists, there's a good chance that this thing is all done. And why and how, who knows? But it might not be... Replacing the battery may not do anything other than what you already got.
Yeah, so try removing the battery.
Okay.
Then plugging it in directly to see if you can get it to power up and reset and all that fun stuff.
You know, there's a place that when we're looking for very strange or odd-sized batteries that we refer people to a lot of times that come into our shops that are, you know, have electronics and things called... Batteries, or Batteries Plus, one of those places.
Yeah, Batteries Plus.
You know, you might give them a call and just ask them if there's a way that if you brought this battery in, if they could test it for you to tell you, A, whether or not it has juice in it, and B, whether or not it's capable of holding a charge. Kind of like when you take it down to the auto parts store and they can test it. They might have some tool that they can determine whether or not the battery is your problem without you spending anything or very, very little.
And H, do they have the replacement battery if that's the case?
Well, you guys you're either God or you're Santa Claus. You know, in disguise, because I removed the battery and put it back in and hit the reset button, and guess what? That is correct.
We have come through the radio.
See, you're just
to
that good.
The IPACU.
I've probably done that about, you know, 10 times already for the last 2 days.
Well, I don't want to burst your bubble, Jeff.
When you can snatch the IPAC from my hand.
Grasshopper, chances are it's going to happen again.
Ah.
So, I mean, don't, I hope that it was just some, you know, it's when you have a fix that's completely unexplainable and it just happens.
That's called a rain dance, my friend.
Yeah, I think we're rain dancing over here. So, I mean, play around with it, but if this is a super critical, important business trip, then make sure and thoroughly test this thing to shut it on and off a bunch of times.
Right.
You know, you should check to see what the battery level is on the indicator and all that fun stuff.
And as my wise master once told me, good ruck. Jeff.
Aw, thank you.
All right. Happy New Year, Jeff. And look at that. Maybe he didn't have to buy a new PDA.
Wow.
Well, Ken,
I feel all powerful.
Ken and Andrea, thanks for holding. You're going to get personal one-on-one attention from Mr. Disney and myself as we scoot our way out the studio.
Could be Andrea. Could be Andrea. You never know. Sorry if we offended.
Young lady, starting with the letter A, hang tight. We want to thank all of you that joined in. We want to thank all of you that have participated this year and look forward to seeing you all next year as well. It is the Computer Corner, Ken Colbert and Brandon Disney. It's brought to you by Gold Circuit Incorporated. Check them out at goldcircuit.com and get all your stuff recycled properly there. If you happen to be watching Channel 10 Morning News on Monday, you'll get to see my bright, shiny face telling you how to securely erase your data on your computer.
And don't forget, make this your absolute number one New Year's resolution when it comes to your computer and technology in general. If you're having problems with it, or if you're not, which is more important,
if it ain't broke, fix it till it is in 2006.
Toyotathon is...